U.S. law enforcement officers shot and killed a man suspected of being the gunman who killed another man in Portland, Oregon, last week, the U.S. Marshals Service said Friday. Officials identified the suspected gunman as 48-year-old Michael Forrest Reynal. They said he was killed as federal agents attempted to arrest him near Lacey, Washington. Lacey is about 93 kilometers north of Portland. Reynal was wanted in the killing of 39-year-old Aaron J. Danielson, who was a supporter of the group Patriot Prayer. The U.S. Marshals Service said that the suspect produced a firearm threatening the lives of law enforcement officers. The officers then shot and killed him. On Thursday, Portland's police bureau had approved orders calling for Reynal's arrest. It asked federal law enforcement officials to help find him. Reynal had described himself in a social media post as a snowboarder, former army soldier, and 100% Antifa. He reportedly had attended and helped with security for anti-racism demonstrations in Portland. Antifa, short for the term anti-fascists, is a loosely organized political movement. Members oppose groups that they consider fascist. They are also against racial and economic injustice. Reynal appeared to say that he was involved in the shooting of Danielson in a Vice News video found on the internet just hours before his death. "It was a free-for-all, and the police were letting it happen," Reynal said. "Had I not acted, I am confident that my friend, and I'm sure I, would have been killed because I wasn't going to stand there and let something happen," he added. "I could have sat there and watched them kill a friend of mine of color, but I wasn't going to do that." Protests, including demonstrations by Black Lives Matter supporters, have taken place daily in Portland since the police killing of George Floyd. The Minnesota man died in May after a police officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Last Saturday, supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump held an event called Trump 2020 Cruise Rally in Portland. About 600 vehicles with Trump signs drove through the city. Videos taken that day show Trump supporters shooting paintballs and spraying Black Lives Matter protesters. They, in turn, threw objects at the vehicles and tried to block them. Aaron J. Danielson told the Portland Tribune that he was there to provide security services for the event. He had a Patriot Prayer hat, was wearing military clothing and armed with knives, a paintball gun, and mace. Danielson was shot to death later that night. The Southern Poverty Law Center describes Patriot Prayer as a far-right group in the Pacific Northwest. It says the group has organized events with Proud Boys and other extremist groups. Joey Gibson, the leader of Patriot Prayer, has urged members and supporters to be armed at these events, saying, "Everyone should be carrying around guns at all times, especially people in our situation." As the protests near the 100-day mark, Oregon's Governor Kate Brown and local leaders called for an end to the violence. Brown wrote, "There is no place for white supremacy or vigilantism in Oregon." I'm John Russell.